A Sault Ste. Marie drug dealer, nabbed with nearly half a kilogram of fentanyl, will spend 8 years behind bars in a federal penitentiary. Mickey Bonomo was sentenced to the prison term Thursday for what was described as an enormous quantity of the deadly drug that cops discovered during a high-risk traffic stop in 2021. Officers located 463 grams of fentanyl, valued at $102,000, in a backpack they found near his feet in the front passenger seat of the vehicle. A jury found Bonomo, 44, guilty of possession of fentanyl for the purpose of trafficking, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of a prohibited weapon for owning a taser. He later pleaded guilty to a further charge involving that weapon. When he imposed the time in the penitentiary, Superior Court Justice Patrick Boucher, regional senior judge for the Northeast Region, said the appropriate range for such fentanyl offenses is 8 to 15 years. 8 years is fit and just, he concluded. Federal prosecutor Joe Chapman had called for 11 years for dealing a deadly drug that is the scourge of a generation that has killed so many people in this community and across the country. He argued that what Bonomo had was beyond general local street dealing, particularly when you have that amount of a drug, as well as a weapon. Defense lawyer Anthony Orazietti had asked the judge to impose 7 years. His client's involvement in the drug culture wasn't for financial gain, he said. The underlying cause was to feed his addiction. In his decision, Boucher noted the amount of fentanyl involved in this case is staggering considering the impact even a small amount can have on a user. However, the judge said, he is unable to conclude that Bonomo had a role in running the fentanyl trafficking operation. Boucher described the fact that Bonomo had a prohibited conductive energy weapon as an aggravating factor, even if it isn't as dangerous as a firearm. As well, he cited a number of mitigating factors, including a significant gap in the offender's criminal record. Bonomo maintained 20 years of sobriety, then experienced a downward spiral following his father's death 4 years ago. Pre-sentence and GLADU reports provided favorable information, the judge said. During his time in custody following his arrest, he completed every available self-help program, continued to seek counseling, and was described as cooperative and polite. In addition to the prison term, Boucher imposed a lifetime weapons prohibition and ordered Bonomo to provide a DNA sample for the national database.